Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, low key.
Low key. Low key.
They like to stay low key.
Yo, 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 what is up? How is it going? Welcome to another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Yes, I said that right, Vancouver's only podcast. On today's episode, an episode that is jam-packed. We have a conversation, yes, a conversation with Kid Sharif. Can we give him a round of applause, okay? Okay, okay. Yes, Kid Sharif, that conversation was a good one. Okay, I'm not going to front. Kid Sharif coming out with what? Supernatural? I believe this Friday with Mirrors. And we spoke to Sharif weeks back when he released Vibe. So stay tuned for that conversation. Again, it's a good one. Another clap. Okay, okay, okay. We'll also run through all the segments. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've done an episode of Loki, so I've been listening to mad podcasts. We'll go through everything that caught my ear, and then we'll do what's the word. Yo, today's word is going to be sublime. Yes, sublime. That is a word. Now, we're going to break it down. We'll attempt to break it down, because that's what we do on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. And you know what? We're going to play music. We're definitely going to play music. Because that's what we do. New McAvoy could be, in my opinion, top 10 song that's ever come out of the city. That's how brilliant that performance is by McAvoy and 169. Yes, 169, I believe, from overseas. Just a phenomenal song. But before we do all that, let's start off by giving another applause, okay? Hey! Hey, Dr. Bonnie Henry. Dr. Bonnie Henry. You told the NHL. Yes, the NHL.
Shut the fuck up.
You're not coming to Vancouver with those. Yes, those guidelines to how you're running this operation. AKA the Stanley Cup playoffs in this quote unquote bubble. And once again, Dr. Bonnie Henry said, no, you're not putting my people at any risk. And when she's saying my people, she's talking to British Columbia, okay?
Straight up.
This is the same doctor that's had articles written about her around the world. And she's here. And she's great. And she's doing a phenomenal job. Obviously, the virus is still around. And there's still people in our community being affected. I think today we had 12 new cases. And that's still, quote unquote, a lot. That really is. A lot of families are going through it based on those numbers. Now those numbers are not, you know, what the states are seeing in the thousands, in the five-digit category, our cousins down south. But, hey, those numbers still represent people and family. So condolences to everyone that is still being affected by COVID-19. Dr. Bonnie Henry, you're doing an absolute bang-on job. Doing her best. Straight up. You just a legend. You just a legend. And this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, okay? We gotta give you that love. Another one. Okay, that's how we feeling, baby. That's how we feeling. We feeling good. We feeling good during this recording. Let's get to some music. Okay, it's Vancouver's only podcast, and we're gonna start things off with Bucket. Yes, Bucket by McAvoy and 169. Once again, this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
I'm so easy to cut this fire.
arguments. How you gon' ride your mans? How you gon' hide romance? Then you go back and forth, some shit you can't afford. Not about arguments. I'm hopeless and romantic. Now we go back and forth, I'm losing focus, I'm romantic. New ones on pop that egg, but new ones up and got that bit. So new ones down and stop that bit. It's my own fault, it's my raps, red. Losing out, how you move? I can move some things around. We can head out on our tools. I'm feeling lucid now. Never wanna say something to confuse. A lot of things I said to you. Never wanna play something like you. A lot of things I said to you.
6 days when I will call your phone. Last night we got heated. Now we feeling all alone. You hate the way I treated you, but girl, I feel the same. With you, there's no reason. You drive me insane. But you know we can't lose track. We gon' come around. I know you got my back. Hold you tight, feel safe and sound.
I don't know if it's my fault. This is not the conversation that I want. I hate it when I get this love. I'm so good at this fun. I know you got my
back.
You are listening to Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. That was McAvoy featuring 169 with Bucket. Now, if you're interested in learning about how that song came about, I do believe that McAvoy and 169, they went on Instagram Live together and pretty much just interviewed each other. It's on 169's page. So message McAvoy. Nice ass dude. He's probably gonna reply and he'll send you to that interview. Just a good in-depth look in how that great song came about. Straight up. Yeah, straight up. Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen. Let's just get right into it, okay? Okay, what you say? Yes, what you say? This is the part of the show where we go through some of the podcasts and some of the clips that really caught my ear over the last week. I said week, and remember, it's been actually a couple weeks. So we have, what, 5 clips? Yes, 5 clips to go over. It's what we do, okay? It's what we do on Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. Let's run it. Yes, let's run it. What you say on Lowkey?
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what?
We're going to start things off with an absolute must listen. A must listen. Anytime you have Jamie Foxx on a podcast, it's just that, a must listen. And it makes sense. Has anyone seen that monologue from I don't know what award show that Jamie Foxx was hosting? I believe he was a little drunk, for sure. Okay, the dude enjoys a party or two. He enjoys having a good time. But once I saw that he was going to be on All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, I just remembered that one monologue and just told myself, like, yo, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for.
And I got the ball. Oh, my God. And it's last shot. You know what I say.
You make love of pressure.
I make love to pressure. What a shirt said. What a shirt said, baby. Hey, I make love to pressure, bro.
I told Matt.
Tell that story, man.
I told Matt, you told me at the game, at the Luda game, he was like, Jack, I was walking and like, what's up, Jamie? I was just happy to see him. You know what I'm saying? You pulled me to the side. I was like, bro, the game was going on, Matt. He walked behind the bench and pulled me to the side while he was coaching the game. He's like, look, bro, I don't know what you got going on, but I make love to pressure. You need to make t-shirts. Bro. What a t-shirt said right now.
Make love to pressure. Yes, you heard that right. Make love to pressure. That just makes all the sense in the world. Doesn't it? You got to embrace it. And pressure, in most cases for driven people, is always going to be there. Driven people most likely are passionate about something, and passion somehow, some way, in some fashion has a way connecting to pressure. Embrace it. Make love to pressure. I really fuck with that, okay? I'm taking that to the grave with me. And it works. It really does. It really does. And making love, let's be real, that's a lot of fun, okay? Sometimes you gotta have fun with the pressure. Straight up. Let's move on. Clip number two.
Do I want to hear Kanye singing? I don't know. Like, this is not why I listen to Kanye. And it took a minute. And often those are the things that you come around to liking the best. It's like when the first time you hear it, it's like you don't necessarily have the framework to understand. Especially if you're expecting something different. So that's an important point, because with a new artist, you're not expecting anything. So there's no expectation.
Right.
So when someone that you like what they do makes a left turn, sometimes that's really jarring.
Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar, man. Some people.
Yeah. But then it takes a minute and you realize, oh, like in both of those cases, now when I listen back, Kid A and 808s are two of my favorites. But maybe not the first time I heard them.
Yeah. Take a minute.
Absolutely. When we were making these, it's I knew a lot of people were not going to like it. But we loved it. And I knew that probably people come around because it's really good. It's just not what they're expecting.
Right.
And when you give someone something that they're not expecting, the first instinct is, oh, that's not what I wanted.
New takes time. Yes, time to get used to. And in most cases, it may work the other way, actually. In most cases, in my opinion, the creator has to be more patient with the whole process if they're diving into something completely new. Because it may take a while for even a familiar consumer to get used to it. It just makes sense. It makes sense. It's kind of like this program right here, okay? Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. It's pretty much a fucking radio show via podcast. This is going to be a thing in a couple years, if not a year. Straight up, with Spotify taking over and who knows what Apple Music is going to do next, you damn right, you're going to be hearing FM-styled radio shows on your streaming services. It is what it is. How did I just plug myself during the explanation of that great conversation between Rick Rubin and Andre 3000? Catch the whole episode of Broken Record, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal podcast. It really is. Rick Rubin talking to thousands and thousands of musicians.
You're going to go back to the office and your manager will tell you whether you made it or didn't make it. And so after that, we all kind of trickled in back to the office, and the manager started calling in people who didn't make it one at a time to the office and letting them know. So that was pretty, pretty tough.
Jaumin survived those cuts, though he was obviously freaked out. But for Patty McCord, this is what she did for a living.
Come on, I had done this. I've been in Silicon Valley for 30 years. You think I haven't done a layoff before? This was nothing.
But even McCord, who was used to firing people, was surprised at what happened next.
That layoff was what begat the high-performance culture. And we got twice as much done with a third as many people. And it was more fun. And that truly, I think, was the beginning of the culture.
The takeaway from McCord and Hastings and other Netflix executives was that laying people off can be good for the company. And more than that, Netflix was a team, not a family. So it wants to swap out the players it has for better ones whenever it can.
Interesting. Interesting. This is not a family. This is a team. This really got me thinking. Okay, I sent this over to the man at the top in this organization. And I told him to listen to it. Are we doing things wrong? Are we too close? Are we too family oriented right now? Should we be more team oriented? You know? And in that type of regime, and we'll tie it back into sports, okay? A results oriented business. Results. They matter. Should they matter at this stage of this whole experience that I'm in? Are we too family with each other? Netflix, man, got me thinking.
They are recasting the voice actors for numerous Black characters on shows like Family Guy, The Simpsons, The Cleveland Show, Big Mouth.
Crazy to me that all these white people were playing Black people in the first place, but
they're axing episodes of shows that may have featured racially insensitive moments, such as the episode of Golden Girls titled Mixed Blessing, where Michael Zbornak comes home with his Black wife and his black fiance and her family. And the Black family walks into the house at one point wearing Blanche and Rose have mud masks on their face, and it's like, woohoo, awkward. They've got brown mud on their faces.
Yeah.
And Rose makes a quirky comment like, oh, this is just mud on our faces. We're not Black. Jimmy Kimmel and the other Jimmy have apologized for doing blackface. They're gutting out the Splash Mountain rides at Disney and changing them from their Brer Rabbit, Brer Bear essence into some sort of a Princess and the Frog themed ride.
Yeah, even 30 Rock is pulling their blackface episodes.
I would just love to know. This is cute. You know, addressing some things. When are we going to arrest the police that murdered Breonna Taylor?
Well, there it is.
Y'all doing all this shit that we done motherfucking talked about and brought up for 30, 40, 50, 80 odd goddamn years. Except for the one motherfucking thing that we've been talking about for however many months at this point. Just arrest these murdering ass police.
There's not really much to say after... after that message from Kid Fury, courtesy of The Read. Makes a lot of sense. And I think that some people may look at it the other way. You know, they may say, hey, at least things are happening. At least changes are happening in the dynamics of a lot of things across the board, whether it be in entertainment or any other facet of business. Regarding Black lives, regarding race, regarding change. But at the end of the day, what's going on? What's really going on? Justice, yo. That matters. Don't let the algorithm fool you.
Our ability to focus, our energy, is our greatest currency. We know this. And that's why we get frustrated when we're not focusing, because we do not have the self-worth at the end of the day. You know how it feels to have an amazing day where you accomplished your goals and you were on it, and it just seems like the day went with ease. And then those days where you get nothing done, you were just on your phone swiping. By the end of the day, it feels like a day wasted. It feels like a life that wasn't lived, right? We want to level up this year. We want to step into our greatest version of selves. And to do that, that takes energy.
That was from an episode of In Hindsight called Highly Processed. In Hindsight, what you get when you subscribe to the podcast, it's pretty much just like 5 to 10 minute episodes every morning given to you by Mr. Hinds himself. And he has you really, really geared up for your day. He has you thinking. And this episode made me do just that, okay? It made me think a lot. And I'm going to shut up because you can stop the podcast right now. You can stop Loki Vancouver's Only Podcast right now and just jump on over to In Hindsight and listen to Highly Processed, okay? That was What You Say on Loki Vancouver's Only Podcast. We're going to get to more music. And then we have that conversation with Kid Sharif. Yes, Kid Sharif. We'll play some Kid Sharif right here. We'll also play some Run. How do we pronounce her name? Who is this person? You know what? I'm going to let you listen to the song. And then you got to message me and ask me, yo, what song is that? And I'm going to tell you to look in the fucking bio. Yo, this song is so hard. So hard. Just check it out, okay? It's Loki. It's Vancouver's Only Podcast. Kid Sharif coming up on the other side.
Me, yo, bitch is dirty. I don't wanna fuck, so don't at me. Yo, bitch, she look like my auntie. Stop thinking you ain't my baby. Bitch, you rolling up in a caddy. I don't really want no drama, drama. I don't really want no plans, plans. Pull up with a motherfucker chopper. Bitch, you soon realize that I win, win. I don't really want no drama. We gon' tie on to the hands. Bitch, keep talking your shit, cause I know you ain't throwing no hands.
Baby, you're so strong. And I think about you every day, about who and where you're looking, in which hole you was just texting. Cause I know I cannot replace, especially cause I'm so far away. All the things that you be saying, or is that just your fucking way of playing it so?
cuts, I got bounce. You ain't got bounce, nigga.
Hundred front day, I don't miss. Hundred front day, I don't miss. Lay off a lay with the bliss. Look at what sit on the wrist. Look at what sit on the wrist. Look at what sit on the neck. I think a lot and I'm blessed. It don't feel right if I left. Had to come back to correct. Playing for keeps, you know the league. I'm in Dior, diamonds are sweet. You like a leech, I see you reach. I got a bag, mission complete. Watching but I never speak. Balance my Q's and my P's. Diamonds are wild like they bleed. Diamonds are wild like they bleed. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up, yeah. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up, yeah. I wanna rave in the ghost, yeah. I leave my love on the coast, yeah. Purple, I double the dust, yeah. Purple, I double the dust, yeah. I be like summer or more, yeah. I don't see you where I go, yeah. Feel I rely on the smoke, yeah. Stop me from losing control. You cannot ride with the boredom. I see the suckers avoid them. Clinging on me, paranoia. Fake friends, they all wanna join it. I call my nerves with the poison, yeah. Listen, my mama, she worried. Thinking my blunts are like Perkins. Think I'm addicted to flurries. I'm just addicted to journeys. Take me to diamonds, the pearly, yeah. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up, yeah. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up. Big bag, run it up. Big bag, double up, yeah.
That was Run by Zay P. Again, I don't really know anything about Zay P. Just know that she's from the city. I believe that the time I found out about her was through a... What was it? Was it a Crescendo thing? Yes, it was Breakout. It was Breakout. Zay P. Hella talented, man. That song is hard. Hard as fuck. It really is. It's different, too. And then after that, we had Double Up by Kid Sharif. Everyone that I run into who knows anything about Kid Sharif always talks about that song, Double Up. I think we played it a couple times on Loki already. Anyways, let's just get into that conversation with Kid Sharif. We appreciate the time. Remember, yes, remember, new single coming out this Friday with Mirrors. Was it produced by 40K? I think so, and if that's wrong, I somewhat sort of apologize. It is what it is, okay? It is what it is. This is Loki, Vancouver's, yes, Vancouver's only podcast. Okay, you're on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Kyle Bowen talking to you. Got a special guest on the line. Kid Sharif, how's it going, man?
It's going good. What's popping?
Not much, you know. Blessed, you know, very fortunate right now, the world. The world, man. One love to the world. We got Kid Sharif just dropped the song called Vibe. And I listened to it at Green Lake through my phone. You know, here's the thing, kid. When a song sounds good through the phone, you fucking know. So tell me about your feelings towards this song. And you know, where do you hold it up against, you know, your other tracks?
Honestly, this is probably like my favorite one. I'm coming up to a stretch right now that I'm going to start really releasing the things I've been banking on, because I think I've taken like maybe like 5 or 6 months away from everything just to have time to like talk and like really get what sound we wanted and all that type of stuff. So this one's definitely my top right now, 100%.
You know what, kid? I'll be honest. I don't even know why I'm calling you kid. I've never called you kid in my fucking life. I'm just dropping kid. Yo, Kid Sharif, you don't even have to explain yourself, man, because one thing I've realized about you, and we were supposed to get to this at the end, but you're so fucking calm that I'm never fucking worried. This guy, like, oh, I took 6 months doing this and that. You don't have to explain yourself. Yo, Kid Sharif, one of the hardest working people in the studio and also one of the calmest people. Your plan, it's going to work. Why are you so calm? Like, what's made you like that?
I don't know. It's just been my vibe my whole life. Like, I'm just a quiet kind of, like, I like to watch, you know what I mean? Like, everything. Like, if I'm at a party or something like that, like, I'm not going to be the middle of the party, like, turning up, like, all that type of stuff. I'll still turn up, but, like, I'm always watching. I like to, like, soak in information, soak in vibes, like, all that type of stuff all the time. And that's how you learn more. That's how you, like, get more knowledge and all the type, you know what I mean? So it's just easier to navigate, especially in, like, crazy life right now, especially, you know what I mean?
No, straight up, that's a great answer. And I try telling, you know, all my people, and maybe from the outside, people don't think I'm the calmest guy. I'm always, you know, bouncing around, pretty much the total fucking opposite of you. But I always tell them, you have to stay calm. You have to stay calm. You're able to move through life a lot easier, and life's tough. Life's tough. Well, so you might as well slow things down. And this goes back to, you know, the best athletes in the game, whatever game it is. They slow things down.
Yeah.
People play their games. So stay calm, people. Stay calm. Like Kit Sharif on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Let's talk about Coltar and that song you just released, Vibe. What was the feeling like when you guys were recording that? What was being said? You two have a very interesting relationship from the outside. I don't see a lot of talking. I just see a lot of working.
Yo, I love Coltar. That's my favorite, 100% hands down, no question to ask, favorite producer and favorite person to work with, honestly. Him, Money, like that whole, like the crew that we got going on, definitely. You know, I'm comfortable and happy with that. That night we made, that's like going into the other releases that we have coming up and stuff, but that night was just a good night for some reason. I don't know what vibes we hit, what happened, but that night we cooked up, like, I don't know, vibe just happened all at once. In the same, I had nothing written, he had no keys, no nothing, and he just played it on the keyboard, and I was like, I'm hopping in right now. And then I started freestyling over, like, he was playing on the keys, and I was just freestyling over and over and over. And we probably made it in like 2 hours or something like that. Came out, and it was like just then and there, he like mixed it, all that shit right then and there. And it was like finished product. Damn. That was the best night that we've had in the studio, honestly.
That's an unbelievable story. It just sounded as if that song was just so fluid, and it would just
100%.
Made somewhere.
It was crazy too, because, like, I don't know, like, you know, from Coltar Studio, you can see the downtown Vancouver and see BC Place and all that stuff when it's lit up and whatnot. And so that night, like, it was lit up with these crazy purple lights for some reason, and they matched the lights that were in the studio, and it was like dark outside, so we were just looking outside and, like, vibes, like 100% just vibes the whole entire night. Like, it was set up for that 100%.
Damn, bro, damn. Do you ever think about that, how, you know, you could be working on something for so long and just have a long day at the studio and nothing really comes out of it, and then, you know, you don't even try. You don't even fucking try, and it becomes one of, you know, your better pieces of work. Isn't that just so unbelievable? It really is.
It's literally just something that's meant to be. Meant to be is always, it'll happen when it happens, you know what I mean?
Straight up. It's a beautiful thing when, you know, your intuition and, you know, your actions are just, like, lined up, and it just works, man. It works. Kit Sharif on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Last year, yes, he releases Lightbeam. I called it one of the best projects, top five projects that came out of the city of Vancouver. I wanted to write something about it, but I was told that people were sensitive about lists. I'm telling people, don't be sensitive about lists, especially from someone who has 600 followers. You're never going to make it. You're never going to make it. Get heard. Come on. If I had a chance to write the piece, though, this was going to be in my top two. Real talk. Sure. It was Lightbeam, and it was Sideways, just because 100%. Of
that's crazy.
The cohesiveness. It just worked. It's easy to listen to. It's a great introduction. How much has changed from Kit Sharif from this time to, you know, 2020 and the latest release?
A lot, honestly. Like, it comes down to, like, I'm so happy with the first project that I put out, but now, right now, like, the writing is better, you know what I mean? The storytelling is better, the beats are better, even on Coltar's part. Everything that we're doing right now is just another level, you know what I mean? The Lightbeam, we got to send it into the Lightbeam, and now we're getting carried up, and that's what's coming out right now.
That's a great answer. I'm fucking with this. Kit Sharif on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. The fact that, you know, you could go back to this project and say you're happy with it, even though, you know, looking back at it, it hasn't really changed your fucking physical situation yet. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you're happy with it is great. And the fact that you can go back to it and say, I'm a better writer now.
Yeah.
That's scary.
even from it, like looking at it, it was like, we learned so much. Like some things, some singles, like if I was to do it again, some things wouldn't have come out. And maybe some things would have not been released as a project. Maybe we would have done singles or something like that. But it's always stepping stones. You're always learning. You're always, you know what I mean? So you're never looking back, never regret, no regrets.
No regrets, no regrets. The, you know, it's going to be fascinating now to see where you take your writing. In my opinion, that is when you take yourself to the next level. And that level is very hard to get to. In my opinion, in the world of music, is when you can match, you know, your elite sound with elite writing. Because elite writing is hard to do.
Writing is definitely like the, you always have like, you know, you can keep a beat or you can keep a flow or whatever in your voice and blah, blah, blah. But the writing, that's like what always it lies. It always ends up in the writing. That's why Drake's so successful, man. One of the best writers in the game right now, for sure.
No, 100%. It takes you to the next level. Curious to see where that goes. Go check out Vibe on Spotify and do yourself a favor. I know people think a year is a long time ago and people don't like old things anymore, but yo, 2019, not that far ago, and Lightbeam, good project. Go check it out under Kid Sharif. Let's talk about inspiration. You're on the island. You always come to the city. What like, does your music ever sound different when you make it on the island to the city? And try not to think about the you know, the component of Coltar Got Bounced. Do you ever just hear it? Is there something in the environment?
Yeah, you definitely get like just island vibes when you're out here. It's more laid back. I think when I touch the studio here, I'm not really like, my work mode maybe not be activated as much as it would be if I'm in Vancouver. Just because in Vancouver, it's a busy city. There's a lot of hustle and everybody's moving around doing things. And I feel like I almost have to keep up with the momentum that the city has in its own way. Whereas when I'm on the island, I'm kind of left back and I'm kind of hanging out and stuff like that. But I always come up, sometimes I come up with ideas and stuff like that here. And then when I take it there, just even being in that environment in Vancouver, it just takes it to a whole nother level for me, for sure.
Yeah, I think an island or just, you know, less high rises and more sky, yeah, can actually lead to more ideas. You know, I did a bunch of shrooms on the weekend. Okay. And I'm looking at the sky, just taking notes. Might have made $1 million just looking at the sky and just taking what nature gets you. That's I think that's a benefit, having two places to work at. I really do. Changing it up keeps you off balance. And yeah, that's an interesting situation. How about when it comes to the music and inspiration? Do you feel like you listen sometimes to less music because you're kind of focused on making sure your product sounds more genuine, or you just open everything?
Yeah, well, I'm always listening to music. Music's like, I think everybody needs to listen to music. It's the most, like, the only art form, really, that doesn't matter what you're into, you understand music. Everyone listens to some sort of music. So I'm always listening to music. But inspiration, really, for me, is more like, if you go outside, and that's why it's good to be on the island. If you're going outside, you're looking around and, like, see, like, nature and just walking around and finding things. And you just kind of come up with inspiration as you're just being, rather than looking for inspiration in music that's already put out. How are you going to be inspired by stuff that people have already, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you, man. It's a question that I've asked, I think, 4 or 5 artists now. And I thought it was going to be, yeah, you know, I don't listen to as much music because I want my shit sounding unique. But every single one of you have said, yo, I listen to music. I listen to new music. I keep it going. And
all the time.
And that's, yeah, that's why I have 600 followers. You know, I'm asking the wrong questions. Asking fucking bad questions. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Kid Sharif on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Good time to ask this question. Also been asking this to a lot of people. What's your favorite part about making the song? Is it writing the song or going in the booth?
Lately, since I've been getting better at the writing, it's writing right now. That's my favorite part, but definitely forever, and it always has been, is carrying over, is getting into the booth, because you're hearing that writing come together with the beat, and that's the finished product, and you actually get to hear it, and not even like listening to it after when it's on the speakers, but when it's coming out of your, like, from your voice into the microphone, you're hearing it live. That's crazy for the first time. 100%.
Cool. I mean, that may change for you too, because now you're just getting into your writing bag. And that's, again, it's going to be fascinating to see, you know, what's going to happen with your music, how it sounds and how it looks like. Let's talk about the song Double Up, back on Lightbeam. You say something about getting a bag and having your mission complete. We've had, you know, several conversations behind the scenes, and I feel like there's way more to you than that. And maybe, you know, that line comes in the moment in the studio, you know, you're feeling yourself and that's just a way of life. But I just feel like there's way more to your mission being complete than getting a bag. You know, what are you trying to do here with music?
Honestly, that line, like when I made it, the mission complete, was more like a mindset. Like at that point, the mindset that I had was like, I knew how to do it. I knew where I wanted to be. Like during that studio session specifically, like I figured out exactly what I wanted to do and how, like where I wanted to go with the music. And so it was more like that mission has been completed, because that's not the biggest one, in my opinion, is trying to figure out who you want to be as an artist and what you want your music to do. And in that studio session, I feel like I figured it out, and that was the mission that I completed more than getting the bag, but it rhymed, you know what I mean? So
hey, okay, cool, cool. That's cool. That's a deep answer. That's a deep answer. Kid Sharif on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Got to ask you this, dude. Who are you listening to right now anyways?
Like, jeez.
I know.
Honestly,
right?
I got the same stuff. I don't never know who I listen to, honestly. Like, I'm never like, oh, this person's sick. But I'm always listening to stuff that I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Iverson right now. This guy from Atlanta. He's crazy.
You know that song, Money Calling?
Yeah, Iverson's crazy, yo. I love Iverson, bro.
You know,
I've been talking to him lately too. We might have some in the
okay, cool, cool. Too. Now that you've said his name, I could, you know, maybe connect the dots and hear something. The thing about Iverson, if you asked me 5 weeks ago, I'm never listening to that. I'm never fucking listening to that, because there was a point in my listening history over the last couple months where I've just been annoyed with certain sounds and certain directions, and I can't take it. But something with that song, Money Calling, the first time I heard it in a car, I heard it in the right setting.
Nice, with the bass going crazy on it too. Yeah. Ooh, that's the thing about him too. I love the way that his beats are so hard, his drums on everything, and his voice is so soft though. It's and then like you, the complete opposite.
You have to appreciate the way he compliments that.
100%.
That's the thing I fuck with. I think he hears that beat and he's like, yo, let's go make some fucking music. Let's go make something. And his voice turns into an instrument, and the rest is over.
Yeah,
Iverson,
exactly.
Iverson, I fuck with that song, Money Calling. Great song. I got to listen to more. I got to listen to more. I've been listening to a lot of, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Eli Sostre.
Yeah. Or Eli Sostre.
Sostre.
That guy is crazy, bro. Eli Sostre is one of my favorite artists out right now, too. We got Eli Sostre, Iverson. Who else? I'm always listening to Forever Friday, man. That guy's crazy. 451.
Great writing.
But writing on Eli Sostre, that's one of my favorite things about him too, is his writing.
Yeah,
like that's why I get inspired and why I want to listen to him more and more.
You know, I just had this conversation with Sharuk as well, and he introduced this song to me, Curfew. And I've heard of Eli for a long time, but just never listened to his music.
Yeah.
I heard Curfew, and it's just a beautiful love song, and it was so well written. That's the best part about the song, that it actually made me, you know, think about my exes. Seriously, that's how good it was written.
Oh, shit.
That's what writing can do. And I'm a cold-hearted person. I'm cold.
You got Kyle in his feelings, bro. No. Oh, hey. Eli, what you doing, bro?
Just for 3 minutes, bro. Just for 3 minutes. It's all good. 3 minutes, bro. I'll be in my feelings for 3 minutes. It's all good. Kyle Bowen. Oh, man. Oh, man. Those are good choices. You know what? Based on that answer, I'm definitely giving Iverson more of a listen. Real talk. Last question. What's next? You just dropped a single to next. Can you tell us anything? What's on your plans? What's going on with Kid Sharif in recent news?
Going on right now is vibe. That's what's going on. That's what I'm focused on right now. Always got stuff in the bank, stuff coming out with features and whatnot. But right now it's vibe. And I don't know. Just the whole entire, everything about this song specifically was just the way that it came together in that studio, the way it was written, everything was authentic. It's a real story that I'm telling. The vibe was perfect for that night. Everything came together. Vibe is just, that's where I'm at right now. I caught some vibes. I'm working on some good vibes right now.
Hey.
And it was perfect time for the song to come up.
Yeah, I thought people let the word vibe back in 2018, but yo, Kid Sharif may bring it back, okay?
Might bring it back.
2020. Hey, thanks for your time, bro. We ran out of time, but I know you'll be back. We'll have plenty more conversations, man.
Always. Low-key podcast. I'm always on that.
Hey, there you go. That's Kid Sharif. Go check him out everywhere. We'll leave his info in the bio. Let's get to some music. You know what? We'll play Vibe right now on Low-key, Vancouver's only podcast.
Turn down the lights, I caught a vibe, yeah. ways. Two phones on the vibrate. Park road to the highway. Park for it. Stop pouring. Lost, yeah, I'm lost, yeah, I'm park for it. Stop pouring. Lost, yeah, I'm lost, yeah, I'm. Turn down the lights, I caught a vibe, yeah. Came for the name, stay for the night, yeah. She popping candy, that's for the Sprite, yeah. She got a vibe, yeah. Well, heaven sent, heavy poured up. Big ol' Benz, brand new Ford up. That's right, lights, action. Watch fate, gray, happen. Park, for it, stop, pouring. Lost, yeah, I'm lost, yeah, I'm. Park, for it, stop, pouring. Lost, yeah, I'm lost, yeah, I'm. Turn down the lights, I caught a vibe, yeah. Came for the name, stay for the night, yeah. She popping candy, that's for the Sprite, yeah. She got a vibe, yeah.
Once again, thank you to Kit Sharif for hopping on Low-Key Vancouver's only podcast this Friday. Yes, this Friday, Supernatural comes out with Mirrors. I've heard the leak many, many times. In fact, I have it on me right now. In fact, I'll play it. No, I won't play it. I won't play it. Okay, I wish I could. If my balls were big enough, straight up.
Straight up!
If my balls were big enough, I would just be dropping leaks all over the place. Then this really could be. This really could be something. This program right here, Low-Key Vancouver's only podcast, playing leaks. It would be very, very New York-esque. Wouldn't it? Circa the late 80s? But it is what it is. One day, yes, one day. When we make that fat cash on the network, I'm just going to have to pay. Yes, pay these artists. Give me the license for one day and one day only to leak some songs. That's the dream. Yes, that's the dream of the program. It is what it is. Supernatural comes out this Friday. Again, Kit Sharif and Mirrors. We'll get to some more music right now. And then afterwards, we'll end off the episode with What's the Word? Yes, What's the Word? And again, we're talking about Sublime. That's a word? What? What? You're listening to Low-Key, Vancouver's only podcast.
I always should go to Canada. I like to visit you and your friends and maybe get a little crazy. And
don't even trip. I'm on my way. Hey. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going on vacation, ocean breeze on the islands, different destinations that I've been before, shit, Barcelona to Madrid, yeah, we did that, Honolulu, the Bahamas, yeah, we been there, ayy, touchdown in DR, life always a movie in Manila, but ain't no other place can compare at all, I swear PV, there ain't nothing really, girl, I'm flying back to the 322, to the 322. Just to see you again. Shit crazy, girl. I'm flying back to the 322, to the 322. Just to see you again. We whipping ATVs and Jalisco, baby. Met you at Mandela, time to disco, baby. When the beat drops, you know how this go crazy. Oh, she got moves like Honey Daniels. Looking so good on your Visco, baby. The boy about to pop like Crisco, baby. But before all that, I just gotta rewind. I'm tryna see you one more time. Like, girl, I'm flying back to the 322, to the 322. just to see you again. Shit crazy, girl. I'm flying back to the 3-2-2, to the 3-2-2. Just to see you again, see you again. See you again. Yeah, shorty, I gotta see you again. See you again. Been a minute, but I gotta see you again. See you again. Yeah, shorty, I gotta see you again. See you again. Hey, see you again.
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word is sublime. Yes, sublime. And here's the definition. Such excellence, grandeur, or beauty as to inspire great admiration or awe. And here's the sentence that they give. Mozart's sublime piano concertos? What's going on here? What does grandeur mean? What does grandeur mean? All right, grandeur, splendor, and impressiveness, especially of appearance or style. What's going on? What's going on in the program? I don't understand anything that's going on. What's the word today? And since that's the case, we're going to have to end the episode. What do you want me to do there? Why did I want to learn so badly about the word sublime? What happened this morning? Oh, yes, Israel Affair. Believe I'm saying the dude's name right. Editor. Yes, editor from The Athletic. He's actually been in studio to hop on one of our hockey podcasts. Great dude. He cooked a burger this morning. A breakfast burger, and said that breakfast burgers are sublime. And I asked myself, well, what's going on there? What's that word mean? The only time I've ever heard about sublime in the past was courtesy of that stoner band, that reggae/rock band from California that did some damage in the 90s. So I was curious, okay? And I want to share that curiosity with you. Yes, to listen to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. That is it. That is it. Loki is now over for this week. If you enjoyed any of the music that you heard today, you can find it in the description box below. And you could possibly find it on the greatest playlist you don't have. The Posted Up playlist, 217 weeks in a row. That sucker has updated every Sunday with 22 songs. Go check that out. And yeah, once again, just make sure you go check out the songs that we played today from the artist. If it's not for the music, Loki is not Loki. Kyle Bowen is not Kyle Bowen. This is not Vancouver's only podcast without the music. We also stole a lot from podcasts. We'll put the titles to those episodes also in the box below. Should we ride out to some music too? Yes, some music. New Nala. That's what we're going to play at the end of this episode. And yo, we have one more thing to talk about. We got to touch on this too, okay? So Loki, this tweet came out, and I believe they posted this on Instagram too. Thank you for your outreach and concern. Sam is currently in treatment due to a mental health emergency. He is now in the care of professionals, and they are working to assess the situation and figure out what steps or treatments are needed. And this is from Jeff, the other half of So Loki. You heard it there, Sam, going through a lot in treatment. obviously, if you're a follower of So Loki, they created somewhat of a stir, some level of confusion based on a number of tweets that were being put out over the last 5 or 6 days. And to be honest, it is what it is. At this point, it really is that. It is what it is. Sam, go get better. Take your time. Be patient. Best of luck to the whole team. Just a really fragile situation. And man, just get better. Get better. Take your time, man. Take your time. No rush. Based on some of the tweets that were coming out, it sounded as if you and your team found success, and I don't know. I can't even connect the dots. Just don't rush back. You know, don't rush back. Success can always be found. That's just a fact. If driven enough, you can always find success in some way or in some fashion. Right now, it's just about focusing on being healthy. And that could take a week, a month, or years. Just be patient. Just be patient and go get better. Life is long, and it truly could be beautiful. Best of luck to everyone over there at So Loki and Awake. Yeah. Best of luck. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it.
Peace.
I just wanna touch you, yeah, yeah. You've been feeling me the same way, I really wanna. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I wanna say, nigga, I just wanna say. Ain't no ordinary thing with me. Ain't no other. And if we fucking, that's my dick and no one else is, yeah. And I put on the gang, you know I'm selfish, yeah. And you know that I got clips I could empty out on ya. And I'm playing, boy, come on, just what this kitty bout, oh yeah. This a different kind of fuck, this shit ain't for clout, oh yeah. Ain't no other bitch could make you feel like I can. I'm your hitter, I'm your main, and on your side, all that. My line talking all that shit. Turn up on the phone, it's good in person. Get it lit like bed. Going from the couch, move it to the mattress. Bad bitch, no catfish. So my nigga, what's the deal? Said that he don't really feel other hoes, cause they be capping. He go long, no feel. Caught up in they feels, cause the bitch ain't let him tap it. And they to the fans, not about to smoke, now they be flocking. Baby, I'm out of throw if you fuckin' with the op. But let's get it poppin', you know I'm tired of it talkin'. Said he can't run the islands, I'm 31 when we fuck. They be actin' real shady, it ain't nobody he could trust. As I come over, baby, you know you fuckin' with the. If we fuckin', that's my dick and no one else is, yeah. And I put that on the gang, you know I'm selfish, yeah. And you know that I got clips I could empty out on ya. And I'm playing, boy, come to just what this kitty bout, oh yeah. This a different kind of fuck, this shit ain't for clout, oh yeah.